KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the Iowa State men's basketball team opened Big 12 play with a victory on the road last night. The Cyclones snapped a 12-game road losing skid, posting a 69-63 win at Oklahoma State. Lindell Wigginton finished with 17 points in just his second game back from injury.
You know, I'm still trying to get into the rhythm of things, but you know, I felt good out there. Anytime I step on the floor, I'm just going to give it my all. You know, no matter what game it is. So I feel like I'm getting back to normal.
After failing to win a road game last season, the Cyclones were able to make those plays down the stretch.
I think just poised down the stretch, you know, not taking quick shots, you know, just being poised and, you know, buying into, you know, coach's system, you know, just sharing the ball, moving the ball. I think that's what helped this year, you know, rather than last year.
Mariel Shayok also had 17 points after the Cyclones came back after trailing by one at half.
I'm just really proud of the way they competed. We didn't hang our head. They were really positive when I went into halftime and talked to them, and they came out and really responded. And then I thought we flew around, like you said, outside of that four-minute stretch at the end of the first half. I thought we were really good tonight.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. The Cyclones improved to 11-2 on the season. They're 1-0 now in Big 12 conference play. In top 25 college hoops last night, fifth-ranked Kansas couldn't hit an outside shot against number 23 Oklahoma, but the Jayhawks were able to win their Big 12 opener for the 28th consecutive year. Dedrick Lawson had 13 points and 15 rebounds as Kansas outlasted the Sooners 70-63. Jordan Caroline scored 15 points, and sixth-ranked Nevada matched its best start, improving to 14-0 with a 72-49 thumping of Utah State. Nick Ward's 21 points all came by halftime as number 8 Michigan crushed Northwestern 81-55. Jarrett Culver scored all 18 of his points in the second half as 11th-ranked Texas Tech downed West Virginia 62-59. They improved to 12-1. Luke May scored 14 points, and number 15 North Carolina put together a 22-3 run in the second half to beat Harvard 77-57. Corey Davis Jr. nailed 6 three-pointers on his way to a 21-point performance, leading number 19 Houston to a 74-56 win over Tulsa. Maryland pulled out a 74-72 win over number 24 Nebraska on Jalen Smith's driving layup with 3 seconds left. Also in men's college hoops last night, Trey Burho and Isaiah Brown had 14 points apiece, while A.J. Green had 10, as Northern Iowa picked up a 65-47 win over Bradley in the Missouri Valley Conference opener. Northern Iowa 6-8, 1-0 now on the season in conference play. K.J. Riley had 25 points, and Marty Hill had 24 as Evansville picked up a double overtime win, 82-77 over Drake. Nick McGlynn had 16 points and 10 rebounds, and Brady Ellingson and Tramell Murphy each had 15 for the Bulldogs as they fall to 11-3 on the season. They're 0-1 in conference play. The Iowa basketball team will wear special warm-up shirts tonight at Purdue, honoring Tyler Trent. The Purdue student died of cancer on Tuesday, just days after watching the Boilermaker football team play in the Music City Bowl.
The way his family handled it, the way the Purdue community handled that, was so inspiring, you know, to others that are going through the same thing. And to think about not only the difficulty, but in often cases the pain he was going through, to be so incredibly positive all the time and always have a smile on his face is something that, you know, we wanted to honor.
The 25th-ranked Hawkeyes are 11-2 overall. That was Coach Fran McCaffrey, by the way. They'll resume Big Ten play tonight with an 0-2 record.
Obviously, we know our situation. It's a critical game as we move back into Big Ten play. But if we didn't win our last game, that would have been problematic as well.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes are not looking ahead at the big picture.
You know, we always talk about, you know, the next game is the most important game. There's urgency for that game. I don't know that there's ever any more urgency. You know, it's a big game. It's a league game. It's an important game. We want to win a Big Ten championship. In order to do so, you got to win Big Ten games.
It's also a game we'll have for you tonight here on KJAN. Hawkeyes at Purdue, 5 o'clock is pregame start time, 6 o'clock tip time tonight from Mackey Arena. Former Southern California assistant basketball coach Tony Bland has pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit bribery. Bland admitted to accepting $4,100 in cash to steer players at the school to certain financial advisors and business managers. The plea in Manhattan federal court makes it likely that Bland will spend little or no time in prison after he's sentenced April 2nd. He was among four assistant coaches charged in the crackdown in college basketball recruiting corruption. Prosecutors say the coaches teamed up with a top Adidas executive and others to trade hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes to influence star athletes' choice of schools, shoe sponsors, agents, and even tailors. Bridget Carleton scored 26 points as the 25th-ranked Iowa State women opened Big 12 play with a 96-58 win over Kansas State in Ames.
Most people probably won't say we have the best player in the league. I think we do have the best player in the league. And when she's playing that way, we're pretty good, and everyone feeds off of her.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly, who says it was a complete effort by his team.
We defended great, and we rebounded the ball better than we've rebounded it in a long time, and that's toughness stuff. Those are things that every coach preaches and begs your kids to do, but certainly tonight our kids did them. With the exception of the first 5 minutes of the game, I really don't know if we could have played any better. I really don't.
Cyclone women improved to 11-2. They're 1-0 in Big 12 conference play. Iowa coach Lisa Bluter says Megan Gustafson's record-setting performances are flying under the radar. The senior center became Iowa's all-time leading scorer last Sunday in an 84-70 loss at Michigan State.
There should be more hype around this in our community, in my opinion, not in our locker room. Our locker room, it's about team, and it's about doing things the right way, and they've handled it beautifully. But I just can't believe that this community's not going crazy about this.
Bluter says she's been surprised that the accomplishment has not been drawing more attention.
Maybe it's because, you know, we've been on break, and everybody's been worried about football and, you know, that sort of thing. But I just want her to get the due reward outside of our team that she deserves.
The Hawkeyes look for their first Big Ten win at home on Thursday night against Nebraska. The Huskers gave Iowa fits a year ago.
You know, they swept us last year. They beat us here in Carver. So our team will be very focused going into this game. They recognize Nebraska's 2-0, having beaten Michigan and beaten Ohio State at Ohio State.
Bluter says she's concerned about Nebraska's balance entering tonight's contest. In college football news, Dana Holgorsen is back with the Houston Cougars, this time as the head football coach. Holgorsen spent two seasons as Houston's offensive coordinator in 2008 and 2009 and just completed an eight-year run as West Virginia's head coach. Holgorsen was 61-41 and 33-30 in the Big 12 as he helped guide West Virginia through the transition from the Big East. Holgorsen replaces Major Applewhite, who was let go last week after going 15-11 in two seasons with the Cougars. Florida linebacker Voshawn Joseph, Michigan cornerback David Long, Oklahoma receiver Marquise Brown, and Washington safety Taylor Rapp are among the latest players to give up their final year of eligibility to enter the NFL draft. Joseph led the Gators with 93 tackles. Long was named to the 2018 All-Big Ten team by the conference coaches. Michigan cornerback David Long is joined by tight end Zach Gentry entering the NFL draft, skipping their final seasons of college eligibility. Also, the college football playoff is not quite halfway through. A 12-year contract with ESPN that runs through 2026. Expansion seems inevitable. The question is when, and there are a number of obstacles in the way. That includes the overall length of the season, location, player safety, and the structure of the bowl system. Playoff officials meet next week and may discuss the potential for some changes in the future. In NFL news, New York Giants general manager Dave Gettleman says he and two-time Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning have had a no-holds-barred conversation about the longtime quarterback's future with the team. Gettleman wouldn't say whether Manning will be back for a 16th season or whether his $23 million salary cap hit will play a role in the decision. Manning turns 38 today. Gettleman said Wednesday he likes the direction the Giants are headed. He said the offense overcame early season woes to lead the NFC East in scoring, but the defensive play needs to improve. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says he wasn't happy with Antonio Brown leading up to Sunday's important game against the Bengals. The star wide receiver begged out of practice Wednesday and Thursday and was told on Friday to get an MRI on his banged-up knee before failing to get in touch with Tomlin on Saturday. Brown was kept out of Sunday's lineup, and Tomlin says Brown didn't do a good enough job of communicating and being available in the hours leading up to the game. Colts center Ryan Kelly practiced Wednesday and expects to play in Saturday's wild card round game at Houston after sitting out Sunday's regular season finale with a stinger. He also missed three games earlier this season with a sprained medial collateral ligament and now wears a brace to protect his left knee. The 10-6 Colts did not allow a sack in the five games preceding Kelly's first injury. They allowed six sacks in the three games that he missed. Patriots safety Devin McCourty remained sidelined as New England returned to the practice field during its playoff bye week. McCourty left in the third quarter of the Patriots' 38-3 win over the Jets with what the team called a head injury. He started all 16 games for the third straight season and was third on the team with 82 tackles. That's Check of Sports this hour. brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.